We have, because the Shahadat of Shaheed Chamran was a couple of days ago, one of our youth wanted to present a very short biography of Shaheed Chamran. So we're going to go ahead and invite Sayyid Hussein Zaidi from Texas, United States of America, to give us a short biography on Shaheed Mustafa Chamran with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I want to brief us about a great personality whose death anniversary just passed a few days ago. This truly great personality, he gave up his dunya for the deen and for the revolutionary cause, a true role model. His name is Shaheed Dr. Mustafa Chamran. Before I start, can I get a loud salawat? He was born on March 8th, 1932 in Sarpulak, Tehran. He had his basic education like middle school, high school, and elementary in Tehran. In 1954, he started his university studies in the University of Tehran in the field of electronics at the age of 22. In 1958, he graduated from the same university in the field of electronics and at the age of 26, and he started teaching in the same university. A year later, he moved to the United States for higher education and studied in the University of Texas. And soon we will see how this was a start of one of the many great sacrifices that this martyr gave. At the age of 30, he started his studies for a PhD in the University of California. A year later, he started a community of Muslim students in America. So even right now, right, starting a community of Muslim students, especially in the West and in a place like America, is very, very difficult. But imagine at that time when the deen wasn't really in the hearts of people as it is now. The revolution hadn't like taken place or started in like on the front. At that time, Dr. Shaheed Mustafa Chamran managed to create a community of Muslim students in America. That is like salute to him for doing that. 2 years later, in 1965, he graduated and received a PhD degree in electronics and plasma physics. For those of you who don't know what plasma physics is, I have no idea either, but it seems pretty hard. So salute to this man again for getting a PhD in that. In the same year, he started working in Bell Research Labs, which is also another thing that I would like to point out, which is very, very like astonishing kind of in a way, because the amount of racism problems right now and how people see foreigners in America, think of that, but like times 100 at that time. And in that time, being a foreigner, he still got a job in like a facility of like a research lab, which is not a like small thing. 4 years later, he went to Egypt and participated in some of the most difficult guerrilla periods. Guerrilla is basically very hard military training, like harsh, like very rough. It turns you from a mouse like Godzilla. So hats off to him again for participating in that. And at the age of 37, like most of us at 37 are like kind of like enjoying our lives, but he was in this like harsh military training, right? 2 years later, he returned to the United States and continued his scientific and political activities. Okay, and look, right now, as it is, doing like political activities in the United States of all places, dangerous, right? And you have to have like a very firm willpower and not fear to be able to do that. And at that time, when still Dean wasn't as known at that time, for him to be doing that, again, not a small thing. A year later, at the age of 40, he went to Lebanon and established his own guerrilla base, leaving the peace of the dunya behind. Like, he was in a position where he could be earning very beautifully. He could be living peacefully and all of that. But no, he chose to get up, go to Lebanon, and participate in, you're about to see what. 3 years later, he joined Imam Musa Sadr in the formation of Amal organization and took leadership in its military fraction. Now, taking a leadership of anything is a very, very big responsibility, and it has its own like hardships with it, kind of. But what, like, now imagine that leadership, even if it's like a group of three or four people, now imagine that leadership being a leadership of the military, like, right? Fast forward 4 years to 1979, the victor of the Islamic Revolution, Dr. Mustafa Chamran came back to Iran at the age of 47 after a decade. And we are about to see the status and respect he gains within the short time of his return. In the same year of his return, he started training the first group of revolutionary forces. And like, look, it hasn't even been a year, right? And look at the amount of trust, I would say, that he has from Imam Khomeini, that he gave him the responsibility of training the first group of revolutionary forces. A year later, he was appointed to defense ministry by Imam Khomeini himself. Again, no easy task to gain that much trust from the leader of the revolution at such a tender stage of the revolution. Like, this was just the beginning, right? He cleared the city, in the same year, he cleared the city of Pove along with Shahid Ali Asghar Visali and his forces. In 1981, at the age of 49, the year after being appointed to the defense ministry, he was elected as representative of the people of Tehran in the Iranian parliament. Not only did he gain trust from Imam Khomeini, but from the Iranian people as a whole in this short amount of time of coming back to Iran. Wow. And this year is probably the most important year of his life, for later it would be known that he was martyred in this very year. He participated in the battlefront of Susangard and was wounded in the left leg. Now, most people, when they have like a high position in the government and stuff, you know, they'll sit back, they'll chill, they won't go to the front lines of the war. But this man, having that status and position he had, he still had no fear and went to the front lines of the war. In April of that year, he met with Imam Khomeini and gave a brief explanation of military operations and suggestions for future operations. Now, the reason I have brought this into the presentation is that this meeting with Imam Khomeini would later be known to be his last meeting with Imam Khomeini. 2 months later, this great man achieved martyrdom on the road from Dehlave to Susangard while inspecting the front lines of the war at age 49. Let's take a look, right, at how many great things this man accomplished in less than 50 years. And we can just like push it and say, okay, 50 years, but still, 50 years. Look at the things that he's done, the status he has earned. And it is because of great shuhada like Dr. Mustafa Chamran, where we can live our lives in peace in this country, where we do not have to fear the fear of being killed by terrorist organizations for holding majalis, for holding these programs. Look at places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, right? If they, by like going outside in their hijab, they fear that because of the state of like events over there. There is a small part of the supplication of Shahid Mustafa Chamran, and it is very beautiful, so I would like to share it for you. I am grateful to you, and he's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am grateful to you for freeing me from all that is vain and unstable, and from pleasures and limits, and I thank you for letting me free inside a tornado of dangerous events, and in the craze of life, you drowned me in resistance against oppression and blasphemy, and for teaching me the true meaning of life. I understood that prosperity in life is not found in pleasure and calm and comfort, rather it is in pain and suffering and calamity and fighting against blasphemy and at last in martyrdom. This is a person we should be taking as a role model for ourselves, and we should strive to be like this man and other shaheeds like him. Can I get a loud, loud salawat?